to podcasters, recording musicians, and streamers who are looking for studio quality audio at home or on the road, the Shure MV7 Podcast Kit is a premium all-in-one solution inspired by the legendary Shure SM7B and is designed to address the versatility required by modern creators. For more on the Shure MV7 Podcast Kit, visit Shure.com, S-H-U-R-E.com, or click the link in our show notes. Shure, sound extraordinary. I'm Al John Go, podcaster and producer of the Disney List, Skull Rock Podcast, and Dining at Disney. When you're creating content, podcasts, webcasting, live streaming, or wanting to step up your video conference calls, you need quality gear and accessories. That's why I use Gator Frameworks in my studio. From professional broadcast boom arms and microphone stands, studio monitor speaker stands, ring light kits, headphone holders, elite furniture studio desks, and acoustic wall treatments, Gator Frameworks has you covered. Gator is the leading brand of cases, stands, and support system solutions for music, pro AV, creative pro, IT, and general utility industries. They have over 1,000 different solutions made from vacuum-formed plastics, rational molded plastics, wood, sewn, and EVA materials. Leveraging their expertise in case design and manufacturing, Gator has a complete OEM division that works with leading companies around the world to engineer and create custom cases for original equipment manufacturers. For more information, visit GatorFrameworks.com. Product provided in exchange for promotional consideration. Welcome back, everybody. Happy Independence Day to you. Anyway, Al John and Kristen here. Before we kick off in the Big Disney List show for today, why don't you tell us about the awesome, awesome travel deals people can experience right now, Kristen?
Well, Disney just released a deal for Disneyland Resort hotels, and right now you can save up to 25% off on select stays. This offer, you can start booking now. It is good from August 7th through September 29th. That's when you need to stay, and it does include all three of their hotels, which is the Grand Californian Hotel and Spa, Disneyland Hotel, as well as the Paradise Pier Hotel.
All right. Where can people email you to get a free quote and also have you book any one of the cruise lines out there, including the brand new Disney Wish, Disney Cruise Line? Oh, we're going to talk about that. As well as theme parks from Disneyland, Walt Disney World, and all the Universal Resorts all stateside. What's that email?
It's themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
The following is a production of the Sorcerer Radio Network.
An imagination, huh?
Are you guys ready?
Are you ready?
From the Gator Framework Studio in Music City, it's the Disney List. The Disney List. Disney fans Kristen Hetzel and Al John Go bring you top 10 lists from the Disney parks, films, Star Wars, Marvel, news, travel tips, and more. Now prepare yourself for the Disney List.
Happy Independence Day, everybody. Hope you're being safe out there, and thank you so much for joining us on another edition of the Disney List. I am Al John Go, lifelong Disney, Marvel, and Star Wars fan. You can find me on Instagram at Al John Go. Yeah. You can also find my co-host here, Kristen, hello.
Hello.
Where can people find you, and what are you up to these days?
Well, they can find me at Dining at Disney. You can check out the website, diningatdisney.com. Also, whatever your favorite podcasting platform is, maybe it's the one that you're listening to this on right now, but you can find Dining at Disney there as well.
I love it. What are you talking about at Dining at Disney? You dropped some knowledge on the basically half year long food and wine festival.
Yes, we talked about all the menus. So everything that you can eat and drink, we discussed. So it is going to be a longer episode than our typical one.
That was pretty long.
It's a lot of delicious discussion.
This is true. This week on Skull Rock Podcast, our sister show, not only did we talk to Brett Iwan last week, the voice of Mickey Mouse, but we are talking to an awesome, awesome videographer. We're talking about the show, The Quest. Have you seen The Quest at all?
Yes, I have. Okay. With you.
Of course.
In case you forgot.
Yeah. We're talking to cinematographer Mark Cole. Mark Cole is working on The Quest that's streaming right now on Disney Plus, a great family-friendly show. And you get to hear all of that. So please check out our sister podcast there, Skull Rock Podcast, for Disney and pop culture news. Plenty of good stuff there to talk about. And man, I'm looking forward to this show. Kristen, what is our top 10 list for this week? Because it's pretty apropos for today.
Yes, we are talking about those Disney experiences that are very patriotic, the ones that make you think of America.
Mm-hmm. Because it is Independence Day after all. So thank you so much once again for listening to our show. You can also send us those emails at thedisneylist@gmail.com. We love getting the emails. We also love for you to go ahead and check out our Facebook page where you can interact with us and our Facebook group. Of course, Source of Radio Disney Fun Zone, the Disney Dorks, a lot of big ups to those folks as well. And we'd love to get those 5-star reviews if you could. So please like our show and every one of those podcast platforms or whatever podcast platform you listen to or on Source of Radio. Give us those likes and those reviews and we will read your comments in a future episode. Oh, yes, this one. This one. It's news time. Before we get into the big news, Kristen, let's lob a little softball action. The Muppets got a new logo this week.
Interesting. Muppets. I wonder why.
Yeah, I don't know.
Trying to be more modern.
Well, it's funny because as they try to modernize themselves, it's actually a throwback to The Muppet Show.
Yeah, I was going to say it looks very similar to The Muppet Show one.
Yeah, so there you go. They've got a new one. Of course, they have a bunch of new content that's going to be coming out soon, which will be great. And I guess maybe they're using that to help promote the fact that the Electric Mayhem Band's show, which is a derivative of The Muppet Show, is coming out soon on Disney Plus. So it's kind of retro.
Maybe it's so you don't. The old logo, of course, the first thing that comes to your mind is Kermit. So maybe it was to kind of make it more inclusive to all of the Muppet characters.
Oh,
and
not just
look and think Kermit.
Well, yeah, because Kermit is not in this. I guess he might be playing, you know, secondary role in this show, if at all. So, but anyway, yeah, Muppets got a new logo. Another little bit of tidbit news is Xbox Series X is looking for a little bit of a different look. Did you see this? It's an Xbox that's shaped like Mjolnir, the Thor of Thor, the broken hammer of Thor, I should say. Isn't that cool?
Okay, that, because we aren't an Xbox household.
No.
We've never had an Xbox in our house, ever. But this makes me actually want to get it. It looks really cool.
It looks sweet. All right. So the contest ends on the 21st of this month. So you can follow at Xbox on Instagram or Twitter and hashtag Thor Love and Thunder Xbox Sweepstakes for a chance to win this epic Mjolnir themed Series X Xbox. So that seems super cool. Now, everyone is talking about this new princess movie from 20th Century Studios, which is a division of Disney, which is on Hulu. And so you think you're going to see this, you know, cool princess movie, but no, it's not. Apparently, this princess movie focuses on a strong-willed young woman played by Joey King who refused to marry the man that she's betrothed to. And then she's taken and locked in a tower until she's forced to wed the man that only wants the power of her father's throne. So she goes on a journey to escape and protect her family and the kingdom. And apparently it's kind of like Kill Bill action.
It makes me think Merida meets Rapunzel.
Yeah.
There you go. I don't know. I don't know if I can't think of a Disney movie where they were forced to marry. Oh, no. Yes, I do. Aladdin. All those three together.
Oh, there you go. So there are a lot of fighting and action sequences in this, hence the, you know, being on 20th Century Studios and on Hulu. So I'm looking forward to checking out this show because it looks awesome. And, you know, I love action and I love this genre. So I'm looking forward to checking that out. when the movie comes out, and I'm sure it's going to be coming out here in a few weeks. It says, July 1st. So it's already out. So we need to check that out.
Yes.
Maybe we'll check it out later. A bunch of other news, you know, the Disney Wish went ahead and took their maiden voyage.
I know.
This week, typically.
I wish I was on it.
Typically, we get press to cover said things, but we haven't done that since we decided to become foster parents. And there you have it. So, you know, it's for the greater good, I guess. But, man, I tell you, the ship looks absolutely amazing. And the food looks great. And the Avengers stuff that's in there looks amazing. So if you want to book with Kristen and get that going, you sure can. You sure can. So please check that out.
I would love to send you on that ship.
Yes. And we'll have you on as a trip reporter. Wouldn't that be nice? Be really nice. As Kristen mentioned earlier in the show, Epcot food and wine menus were released, as well as some of the other acts in the Eat to the Beat concert series. They finally finalized all of that. And if you're interested in it, the food looks amazing. Please listen to the Dining at Disney episode where we break down the entire menu offering. And they look great. Absolutely great. Flavors of Florida looks good too. It's one of the
Happening at Disney Springs now.
Happening at Disney Springs.
That was the other really cool show that we did.
Absolutely. So, last bit of news: The board of directors for Disney extended Disney CEO Bob Chapek and his contract for another 3 years. He'll be acting as a company CEO until 2026. Susan Arnold, chairman of the board, said, "Quote: Disney has dealt a tough hand." Been dealing with a tough hand in the pandemic, yet with Bob at the helm, our business from parks to streaming not only weathered the storm, but emerged in a position of strength. And well, look, I was talking about this on Skull Rock Podcast with Dave, and this is true. I mean, it's unprecedented when an entertainment entity as Disney is, has everything shut down. You couldn't see movies, so the movies were out of the question. The parks were shut down. Parks were out of the question. Cruise lines. Every bit of revenue stream that they had other than the Disney Plus platform was the only thing making money for them. And throughout it all, the stock maintained and is now being stable. It's actually risen several points since they made that announcement. So, you know, give credit where credit is due. May not like all the moves that Bob Chapek is doing. We may not like all the moves that they're doing in the park, but our hope is that they will continue to do great decisions based on entertaining the masses and avoid any types of bad PR.
Yeah, I guess they've come up about $8.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I remember looking at your stocks. I look at it a couple times a week usually, and I had looked earlier in the week, and it had been at $80-some.
Mm-hmm. But it's slowly back on the rise. I mean, that's when people in the stock market likes certainty, so they'll recover from it. Hopefully they'll do better moves as a result. But once again, I think if Disney gets, I mean, look, they just got their butt whooped this week by the Minions movie that made like $150 million, where Lightyear only made like $75 million. So
it's well, we haven't seen Lightyear yet, but I have not had any interest in watching it.
No.
I mean, I will watch it, but I do have interest in watching the Minions movie. It's
fun.
The only, what do you want to call it, franchise outside of Disney animation that I like.
Really?
I think it's very cute. I don't get bored watching it. I'm not constantly looking at my, you know, my watch going, okay, we're how many minutes into this now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the Minions. They're cute. I enjoy it. I like those Minions a lot. I think they're cute. And, you know, there you go. There you have it.
The character grew. He's like, he's a villain, but he's not a villain. He's more of like an anti-hero, I feel like.
Okay. Thank you for that. Thank you for that film review. I like that. So, well, it is in theaters now. Thor, Love and Thunder is going to be hitting theaters on Friday. So we're getting ready to check that out. But what's on your mind? Let us know. Feel free to email us at thedisneylist@gmail.com.
It's the Disney List. Top 10. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
We are in the patriotic season right now. It is July 4th. We, as you listen to this, we just watched fireworks. And the kids had fireworks again. They probably didn't remember the first time they saw fireworks here in our neighborhood, but they got to check that out. But Kristen, this list is something you put together for us this week. Being so patriotic, what is the theme for this week's top 10 list?
It is all of the Disney experiences at Disney World that you can enjoy that make you think America.
Okay. The most patriotic America themed attractions and places.
Yes. It doesn't just have to be attractions. It also includes, as you said, places and restaurants.
In Walt Disney World.
Yes. Walt Disney World.
And there you have it. So I think the first one goes without saying. Shall I play a little bit of a clip?
Why not?
I think I know what you're gonna play. Check this out if I can get this going. I love this, don't you?
I do, it's so cute. I like their costumes. And everybody, because they are so close to the audience, all the cast members have very happy, smiley faces.
I love it.
Which is a great way to start your day entering Magic Kingdom.
I love the Main Street trolley. And the trolley show walking down Main Street USA is just wonderful. I mean, it'll bring a smile to your face. Anytime I see it, I'm like, here I am, Main Street USA. You have the smell of popcorn. You've got the smell of the confectionery. And then you see that little trolley, you know, rolling down Main Street USA. Everybody getting ready for the 4th of July celebration, because that's Main Street on 4th of July. That's what they're getting ready for all year round. So I think it's awesome. Absolutely love it. So anyway, there you go. The Main Street singers and the trolley show, which I love. And then Main Street itself, which is awesome. You know, it's inspired by Walt Disney's hometown of Marceline. And I love that. It's just great. Any other things about...
So one place I did not include on the list that a lot of people are going to think of as being very American, and that's because I feel like Main Street itself, it's part of Main Street. So by naming Main Street, it encompasses that place, and that would be Casey's Corner.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Well, it's all done up that way. You know, Walt Disney's hometown, Marceline, Missouri, where the home of the Walt Disney Hometown Museum, where it is now and his childhood home. This Main Street is definitely taking you back to that era and that time period. And I absolutely love it. I love the look. I love the smells of Main Street. The music and the people, always great. And I know. That's all I can say about it. I love going through there and checking out the hat shop and the confectionery, Casey's Corner, the plaza.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and so, yeah, this is for Walt Disney World, by the way. So not to be confused with the Disneyland version, but it is so similar. The next attraction you can call it an attraction.
Yeah, it's an attraction. It's listed as an attraction by Disney.
Okay. Is...
Voices of Liberty.
Let's take a listen.
Just gives you chills hearing them sing.
Oh, I love it.
They're so good.
They are amazing. You know what? I love their version of Oh, Susanna.
Oh, yeah.
Because they have the little banjo, like, you know, doing a little banjo playing, which is great. But once again, the Voices of Liberty are at the Rotunda at the American Adventure Pavilion. They are amazing voices. They are a must-see. You got to check it out. It's a 15-minute performance over there right before you go. And the rotunda itself is amazing because the acoustics are impeccable in there, designed specifically for this performance. So please check that out, the Adventure Pavilion. Go ahead.
And you can find when they are performing if you go to the My Disney Experience app in the entertainment schedule.
Mm-hmm. Something that is completely American is a place there in Magic Kingdom over there in Liberty Square. We're back in Liberty Square. Is Liberty Tree Tavern.
Yes.
And tell us why you love this Liberty Tree Tavern, Kristen.
Well, it's a colonial style restaurant and it has a New England inspired fare. And how more American can you get than American style building with American style food? And for dinner, they do the family style and you get all of your favorites that you think of when you know, mashed potatoes and all of that kind of stuff that you think about when you think of kind of the American Thanksgiving dinner.
I love it because it's not every day you have like Thanksgiving whenever you go in there. So I love this. All you care to enjoy, Patriot's platter, roasted turkey breast, pot roast, oven roasted pork, and additional sides. So yeah, you talk about meat and potatoes. This is the place for you. Mm-hmm. Plus you also have this ooey gooey toffee cake with chocolate sauce and ice cream. So good.
The Diamond Horseshoe, which is right next door. You can now enjoy the Liberty Tree Tavern food over at the Diamond Horseshoe as well.
It's good. Now, did you know that there are 6 historically themed rooms here at the Liberty Tree Tavern? When you step back into this colonial Williamsburg type of theming, right? You've got the Home of the Brave, rich wood paneling, candelabra chandeliers, large brick fireplaces, and then you have a pivotal figure in this restaurant from 6 different pivotal heroes of U.S. history. You've got Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, John Paul Jones, Paul Revere, Betsy Ross, and George Washington. So you can be sure to look at the rooms and see the signature artifacts, each related to those American heroes I just mentioned. I did know that, and it's really cool to kind of check out all that little stuff. We find little Easter eggs embedded in all of these rooms.
If you are wanting to eat here, I highly recommend making advanced dining reservations. Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. Please check that out. For lunch and dinner, use the My Disney Experience app for more. Okay, this is probably one of my favorite things of all. It's American, it's vaudeville, it's dinner, it's wonderful food, wonderful show, comedy, lighthearted fare for the entire family. What is this, Kristen?
It is Hoop-Dee-Doo Musical Review, which just recently reopened.
It's so good. Family style fun. So you have all you care to enjoy American fare at Pioneer Hall
for
2 hours of dancing, singing, zany comedy. It's over there at Fort Wilderness Campground over there at Walt Disney World.
Pioneer Hall.
You want to talk about some of the chow, if you will, that they can experience?
Yes, this is an all you care to enjoy. And it includes fried chicken, smoked barbecue, pork ribs. You get tallest green salad, cowboy beans. There's fresh baked cornbread, mac and cheese, creamy coleslaw. And then you definitely want to save room for dessert because they bring out a skillet with strawberry shortcake in it.
Grandma's shortcake.
So what that is. And those of you 21 and up, you can also get unlimited draft beer, wine, and sangria. Ooh. Kids or non-drinkers, don't worry. Soft drinks are included as your unlimited beverage.
Yeah, or water, or tea, or whatever. This is my favorite. I love the food, love the show. You got to get there 30 minutes before you, so you can check in.
And they do have 3 times.
Mm-hmm. So please refer to, when you book with Kristen in your next vacation, she'll tell you all about it, which is really cool.
And again, this is another thing you definitely want to make sure you have dining reservations for. And they do have 3 different categories, which have different prices and depend on where you are looking to sit to enjoy the show.
It doesn't matter to me where I sit as long as I can see the show. I love sitting in the balcony because it's usually kind of unencumbered. But I think this time if we take the kiddos,
we're
going to have to do the main floor so they can be close to all that great fun. And maybe Dolly will be able to pick on her little boy. He'll go, yay, me. He'll say, me. He's like Beaker, our little boy. But the food is absolutely amazing. I absolutely love it. And especially the fried chicken, some of the best fried chicken I've ever had, as well as the strawberry shortcake, the is ribs. Magnificent. The ribs, I mean,
they fall off the bone.
It's so
I'm very picky about my ribs.
It's so good.
And these are the kind that fall off the bone. They're not hard and chewy and require work to eat because I don't like ribs like that. I want to pick it up and the bone come out and go, oh, okay, here.
Let's listen in on some of this comedic fun here. It's funny. I love the Pioneer Hall players. Wonderful stuff there. For the Hoop-Dee-Doo review. Now, we're at an unorthodox kind of attraction. And I say that because it didn't occur to you why I put this on the list
It didn't occur to me to put it on the list.
Why was that?
Because I didn't think about the ending of the attraction. I'm thinking about Bunny and them looking for Bunny everywhere.
Oh, okay. Well, we're talking about Muppet Vision 3D over there at Disney's Hollywood Studios. Experience the magic of the Muppets during a hilarious film and live action extravaganza. And they're over there, the Muppet Theater.
Yes, I forgot about the celebration of all nations, but mostly America.
You mean this?
It's a glorious 3-hour finale.
You got a minute and a half. Okay, everybody, get ready.
Right.
ladies and gentlemen, the Muppets proudly present the final demonstration of Muppet Vision 3D.
What are you doing? Get back into place.
And
I forgot it's a small world was in there.
Oh yeah, just a little bit. But once again, an amazing attraction taking place on the 4th of July, which is great. You get to hang out in Muppet Theater, check out all the Muppets putting on a show just for you, along with their brand new friend 3D, Dr. Bunsen Honeydew and Beaker setting 3D loose in the Muppet Lab. And of course, wackiness ensues there as they try to entertain you based on the original Muppet show that I love so much. Of course, the show is actually originated from Jim Henson before he passed away. So once again, this actually is the final film that Jim Henson voiced, Kermit the Frog. Isn't that great? Yeah. Anyway, it's great. Once again, it is a must do. You got to do it at least once. But of course, it is themed as it does take place during the 4th of July. So there you have it. Now, this next one here is one of our favorite all-time attractions at Walt Disney World. Dare I say that it is on the Mount Rushmore list of our top 4 attractions that we love to do every time we're at Walt Disney World. And what is that?
Big Thunder Mountain Railroad.
It's the wildest ride in the wilderness.
Yeah. Yes. Of course, it's in Frontierland. And, you know, it is a gold mine themed attraction. So, I mean, talking about the gold rush, you can't really get, I mean, that's quite an American thing, you know?
Plus the Wild West.
Yes.
I mean, we're known for the cowboys and the pioneers going out westward bound, you know, and so there you have it. Once again, it is in the 1850s theming. It has the big legendary Big Thunder Mountain mining company that Kristen said during the gold rush. And you dodge exploding dynamite and falling boulders as you take the twists and turns of this rickety old mine train. Very light thrills, if you will. Family yes. attraction. It's for kids, tweens, and adults 40 inches or taller. So there's a little bit of a drop. So just once again, mild thrills, but a great coaster nonetheless, and a classic Disneyland one at that.
unless you really, really, really like don't like the littlest bit of thrill, you can handle that coaster.
Right, right, right. Well, you can check this next one out as, you know, while you can in this current incarnation, and that's Splash Mountain. Drop into a whimsical world filled with classic characters and songs from this thrilling log flume adventure. So now I guess the songs, the Song of the South songs are just now songs from Splash Mountain, or they have been for quite some time. But we just found out that this brand new re-theming of Splash Mountain, Tiana's Bayou Adventure, is going to be opening late 2024. So there you have it. They just announced that, you know, later this week or earlier this week. And they actually took the tarp down from some of the construction, and you can see them repainting kind of like the clay-esque aspects of this and the greenery and changing it more to like, you know, a browner look to it. So one side of it looks like what it's going to be, and they're testing out some colors and paints versus the other side, which is still the original kind of red clay Splash Mountain look.
I'm going to miss this attraction. I do think the characters in it are very cute, and I get that some people don't like the story that it was based on, but there's a lot of people that know nothing of Song of the South.
It's true. But having said that, perhaps we'll be lucky enough to see some of our favorite characters from this attraction make their way over to the Tiana adventure, which would be really neat. But once again, you get to check out all the great characters, Brer Bear, Brer Fox, Brer Rabbit, there, and glide over 100 adorable audio animatronics, frogs, raccoons, possums, bees, alligators. Of course, our favorite, my mom used to sing this to me all the time, Zippity Doo-Dah. Everybody's Got a Laughing Place, which I love.
How can you not love those songs? They make you happy. They make me so happy.
They do. I love Zippity Doo-Dah.
Whatever they do with Tiana and Bayou Adventure, that it has some very happy, cheerful music. Like,
oh, of course. Well, we also love, don't forget this, and don't get it twisted, gang. We love Princess and the Frog.
Tiana, it's one of my favorites.
Tiana, Naveen, some of our favorite characters. We love Princess and the Frog. But we do love the original Splash Mountain. But I guarantee you ride this ride, you will get wet. It's a big downer for me because I love this attraction, but I hate getting wet. So bring an extra change of clothes if it bothers you that much, because I know I sometimes have to change out of my shirt because I'm soaked. It includes over 950,000 gallons of water, Kristen. That's huge.
That's a lot of water. A
lot of water. Three dips, a 5-story drop, and you will get wet. Now, if you're not interested in the big drop sequence, and I can understand why, there is, by the exit, the Laughing Place, which is a cheery play area designed for children under 40 inches who are too small to ride the attraction. And that would be a great place to have our little kids and have an extra set of clothes for them, because they want to splash around being crazy.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And please, if you're a parent, don't let your kids splash around naked.
Oh, yeah. No.
Don't let them. It's a public service announcement. I have this really, really cool attraction queued up. You might as well just play some of the audio, right?
Go for it.
Here. Oh, the father of our country. That's a role that really fits me. You know,
I'm so glad we installed an electric light fixture here on the porch, because it's just too darn hot to be sewing inside.
Yes, Sarah. You know, next year I'd like to go as Benedict Arnold.
Wait until you see what I've got planned for the fireworks show tonight.
Grover, don't interrupt while Sarah's interrupting.
And guess who volunteered to choose the music for the program?
I did, Pop. Listen to this.
Oh, that's a nice tune, Jimmy.
We're starting to arrive downtown for our spectacular 4th of July parade and fireworks event tonight. Mayor Beerfield is about
to... Oh, Patricia.
Yes, Father.
Better get a move on. The radio says folks are arriving downtown.
Do I really have to go? If my new boyfriend Theodore sees me in this, it'll scare me.
I love it, Kristen. Yes. It is the Carousel of Progress.
It is.
I love this attraction. And of course, once again, so many of the attractions based on the 4th of July.
You know, the one thing I do miss about the sign for that attraction.
Okay.
They used to put the year up on it.
Did they?
Yes, they did.
Huh.
And then, because I used to take a picture every year so that I had a picture of carousel progress with the current year, and then they just stopped.
Mm, interesting. Well, this particular attraction, of course, is in Magic Kingdom. It is a full 360 show, which is one of the most, I guess, played shows and stage productions in all of history, being a classic Walt Disney attraction, which is great. So you get to check out four different seasons, of course, one of them being the 4th of July and the apex of the summer, if you will. You travel through all the 20th century evolution of technology in this audio and animatronic show. It is for all ages, and we do enjoy it. We love it.
And in his hand, his fan is the Niagara Falls.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, hey, we went on a vacation, and this was our fan that we used.
So this particular attraction was part of a new area at Disneyland called Edison Square. That was a concept of it. It was abandoned and eventually opened under the name Progress Land at the 1964-65 New York World's Fair. It's got the classic song, There's a Great Big Beautiful Tomorrow, by Academy Award winning brothers, the Sherman Brothers. And the show was an instant hit following the success. It moved from Disneyland and was named Carousel of Progress to the Magic Kingdom in 1975, where it was rewritten, restaged with a brand new theme song, Best Time of Your Life, which was great, don't get me wrong, but Great Big Beautiful Tomorrow is our favorite.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And now we have yet another favorite. This is a knee slapping good time at this Jolly Country and Western Musical Review, starring a cast of singing bears. What is this attraction?
This would be the Country Bear Jamboree in Frontierland.
We need help.
Gang, hit it.
The wildest show in the wilderness, the Country Bear Jamboree. It's a real hootenanny, and you can step inside.
It's
this
very cute.
I love it. It's just a classic. I love the animatronic shows. You can go inside. I wonder if the kids are gonna love it. They gotta love it. It's so much fun.
With singing bears.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You get to step inside this rustic theater known as Grizzly Hall and take your seat before the lights dim, and you can clap along as 18 animatronics and the hillbilly bears, you know, those are the animatronics. They sing and dance in the 16-minute foot-stomping celebration. Bear celebration? I don't know. I don't know about that. But I didn't write this copy, folks. But Walt Disney is all over. So you got the Country Bear Jamboree, one of the last attractions Walt Disney personally helped develop.
It was one of the very last, it says.
Mm-hmm.
Very last.
Originally planned for but never built Disney Ski Resort in Mineral King, California, the show with singing bears happily moved out to California in 1971 and has been performing daily Magic Kingdom Park shows ever since.
Wow.
It's for all ages, of course. There's also accessibility and all kinds of stuff. You can, you know, if you're physically not able to get in the chairs and stuff, of course, it's wheelchair compatible and all that for any height. And just a knee-slapping good time, as they say, which we love. We love the Country Bears. All right. The next one here, to some, is a little bit of a snoozer. But we actually love it, just because it's a great little history lesson. So, Kristen?
Yes, this one is the Hall of Presidents, which has every single president in it.
Absolutely. You gotta love this. And people wonder why they're about Grover Cleveland served two non-consecutive terms as a 22nd and 24th president.
Yes.
So, you know, it's got all the presidents in there, and people are like, you're missing one. No. No, it's because of Grover Cleveland, because Grover Cleveland was unique. But here you can take safety in this stately, air-conditioned theater, as we've talked about last week on our show of Places to Cool Down, home to three massive digital projection screens and a grand proscenium. You can watch the film developed by Pulitzer Prize-winning historian that tells a dramatic story of the nation's founding. You can learn more about the Constitution, the hard-fought struggles along the way, such as the American Revolution, the Civil War, listening to words from John F. Kennedy and Abraham Lincoln delivering the Gettysburg Address. The show is 25 minutes long and runs continuously throughout the day, so please be sure to check the marquee for times. But this is, for me, you know, it's a not just a great place to kind of cool down and chill out, but it's also a great reminder of American history.
And one of the cool things is that, why did I just forget what I was going to say?
I don't know. What were you going to say?
I don't remember now. You moved the cursor and highlighted something.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. And it made me forget what I was going to say about the attraction. It's okay.
Okay.
It was just some random thought I had about it.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Great. So this was originally conceived to be a wax figure attraction. And when the president's likenesses didn't meet Walt Disney's approval, they asked Walt Disney Imagineering to help develop the first audio animatronic figures in human form, which was a derivative of the Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln attraction that debuted at the 1964 New York's World's Fair that is over in Disneyland, where that attraction is now. But this one is, you know, expanding on that legacy to include all the presidents when it opened up at Walt Disney World in 1970. And it continues to grow every presidential cycle. Every time we get a new president, bam, new animatronic is made. They really do a great job of getting the likeness of the president. So kudos to them. Here's a little snippet of the Hall of Presidents and Lincoln's section. Check this out.
In words we can never forget. Fourscore and 7 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now we are in.
Once again, just an awesome history lesson that is edutainment to the max. How about that for a top 10 list? Was that patriotic or what?
I think so. But then again, I'm the one who came up with the list. So I may be a little biased.
Just a little bit. No, you did a magnificent job. Thank you so much for that. I love it. Once again, I hope you enjoyed our list of the most patriotic American-themed attractions. America. Yes. On Independence Day. And I hope you had a great Independence Day celebration. Be safe out there. Enjoy your day. Thank you for listening to us on Sorcerer Radio or any one of our podcast platforms. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to the show. Leave us those 5-star reviews, and we'll read your comments and questions in an upcoming episode. Kristen, where can people find you?
They can find me at diningatdisney.com on all your favorite social media platforms. Your favorite podcasting platform as well. You can find the Dining at Disney podcast that I do with Bubba and Kat. We do 2 of those a week. As you mentioned earlier, we talked about the Epcot Food and Wine Festival and discussed every single menu item that you can enjoy. We talked about the band. So if you're wanting to know who's performing this year, we've talked about that as well. And then let's see, we're also talking about the Flavors of Florida that's taking place in Disney Springs as well. So that was released today.
Very good. Don't forget to check out I'm jumping ahead. Where can people email you to get their Disney trip booked?
At themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
Of course. And you can also check me out on our sister podcast as well, Skull Rock Podcast this week. As I mentioned, Mark Cole, cinematographer for Disney's The Quest on Disney Plus. You can also check out our recent interviews with Brett Iwan, the official voice of Mickey Mouse, Eddie Soto, who was the former vice president and concept designer of Walt Disney Imagineering, and of course, Don Hahn, the legendary producer, talking about the life and times of Ron W. Miller in the CEO era seat in that era of Disney. So really cool shows there at Skull Rock. I'd also like to thank our friends at Shure Microphones. Thank you so much, Shure, for sending us these awesome, awesome mics. Be sure to check them out in our show notes if you're interested in stepping your game up for your podcast or for your Zoom calls and your work from home needs.
And hopefully next show, they'll be able to see them.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the goal.
Yes, because the studio is currently a wreck as we are resetting it up and making it cooler.
Yes.
I would say.
Yes. Hopefully video will be coming back next week. It'll be amazing. You can check out the video podcast as well. Of course, we'd like to thank our friends at Anchor FM and Spotify. You can find us on every podcast platform, including Apple and iHeartRadio as well. Like I said, don't forget to share and subscribe. So thank you to our friends also at Sorcerer Radio at srsounds.com, our good buddies there at the Disney List as well. And find us on all the socials, Twitter, Facebook, as well as Instagram and Discord. In the meantime, I'm Al John.
And I'm Kristen.
And we'll see you real soon.
The information and opinions expressed in this podcast are for entertainment and informational purposes. All other trademarks mentioned are the property of their respective owners.
What did you say?
I said be safe, don't drink and drive.
Oh.
Skull Rock Podcast, talking all things Disney, with your hosts, Al John Goh and Dave Bossert.
Do you just love to learn more about the magic that embodies animated films, theme park attractions, and more? The all-encompassing universe created and produced by the genius of Walt Disney has spanned nearly 100 years and counting.
From his earliest film endeavors with the Laugh-O-Gram cartoons and the Alice comedies, to the creation of Mickey Mouse, to the first animated feature film, Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, and then dreaming up Disneyland, Walt Disney continuously raised the creative bar, and today his company has carried on that tradition as a global entertainment juggernaut. I'm Dave Bossert, artist, filmmaker, and author.
And I'm Al John Goh, musician, podcaster, and radio guy. Every week, Dave and I will explore the entertainment galaxy that is Disney with insightful conversation, stories, and special guests talking all things Disney.
Listen to never-before-heard stories and behind-the-scenes moments from some of your favorite Disney films, theme park attractions, performances, books, music, and so much more from knowledgeable, insightful, and thought-provoking hosts and guests. Hear the latest news about Disney past, present, and future.
Skull Rock Podcast is your go-to source for the magic we all love. Skull Rock Podcast. Visit skullrockpodcast.com.
I'm Kristen Hetzel, co-host of Dining at Disney podcast. Every week, I chat about dining at Disneyland and Walt Disney World Resort and Disney Cruise Line with my fellow foodie, Bubba. We also feature restaurants and food reviews, information to help you plan your dining, Disney food news, recipes, and a monthly panel discussion. Visit diningatdisney.com and subscribe to Dining at Disney podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, or your favorite podcast platform. Dining at Disney podcast, the happiest plate on earth.